Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a space and platform of intentional healing, growth, and liberation for Black women. How you doing, sis? You good? I want to go ahead and get into today's episode where I'm going to be sharing some ways that I am able to lift my mood, and I'm able to do it all before I'm even leaving the bathroom, okay? So I'm talking about a part of my morning routine, things that I do specifically in the bathroom that really help me to begin the day feeling prioritized. This episode is going to be for you if you are someone who look up every day and you're like, you know, I've done all these things for everyone else. You know, I've made the lunches. I've driven the kids to school. I've talked to 13 clients today at work or did XYZ, right? I've done all these things, but I didn't tap into my joy today. I didn't tap into feeling prioritized today because my focus was just on everybody else and everything else. So I'm going to be talking about some simple, these are just basically reminders, okay? But sometimes we need to hear those reminders because we'll forget, like, oh yeah, I do want to do that more. I do like this, or I forgot about that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. But before I do, I would be, is it remiss? I think that's the right word. To not call out, and I'm saying this with love because I thought it was so funny. So a few episodes back, I had that poll from The Color Purple when I was asking, like, who said all my life I had to fight? Now, I haven't looked at the latest numbers, but I saw that quite a bit of you said said Seeley or Shug. And who was the other person I had on there? I forget. Netty. And honestly, it just brought me, I was feeling some kind of way. I was feeling joy when I saw like over 100 of you actually went to the poll. You did not cheat, or I'm assuming you didn't, for all y'all's that got the answer right, which by the way is, oh my gosh, Miss Sophia. She's the one that said that, but, it just brought my heart so much joy. And so I just wanted to give a little tease here and just kind of like give a little poke to those of us who did not get the answer right. Not because I'm judging, but just because I just thought it was so funny. Like that, how many times have we seen The Color Purple? And even I was questioning, I thought it was Miss Sophia, but I was like, maybe it's Seeley. Anyway, to each and every one of you that responded, no matter what you said, I just want to let you know that you made my heart very happy by answering that poll and just participating, right? I really felt a community connection and vibe when I saw the results. So regardless of what you said, I'm not going to pull your black card, but I do want to just celebrate you and the fact that we just came together on this little poll and it was just love, okay? So, all right. So if you have the space to do so, grab some tea, get your coffee, get your journal, okay? And let's go ahead and settle in. Again, if you're able to do that, so we can go ahead and get into today's episode. So again, I'm talking about some things that I do that helps me to prioritize myself in the morning. I want to share these things with you. And these are all things that are done inside the bathroom. So by the time you leave the bathroom, sis, you are feeling good. Your mindset is like, yes, okay? And you just leave the bathroom hopefully feeling much better than, you know, going into the bathroom, okay? All right, so I want to stress that the point of these things that I'll be touching on is not for you to go out necessarily and buy all the things, okay? Because I want us to be mindful about the things that we are purchasing. Not to say that you can't, but I am learning that, yes, I can have all the things. Yes, I can do all the things, but do I want to have all the things? Or do I want to make sure that I am taking time to buy things that I'm going to appreciate and that are going to elevate my life the way that I deserve? Does that make sense? And I find that when I just go out and rush and buy all the things, a lot of those things are not really what I wanted. And then I have to go and make a return or things like that. So again, I'm not encouraging you to rush out and buy all the things, but I do want you to have it in your mind that number one, you are deserving. Number two, it is okay for you to get the things that you need. Number three, everything doesn't have to be cheap, okay? Everything that you purchase for yourself, I know a lot of times I've done this too. Like I'm hemming and hawing over, okay, well, this is $5 more, but I really like this one. You know, like all those things, there's a time and a place for that. And sometimes, yes, you may need to purchase something that's a little less expensive. But generally speaking, I want you to have the understanding that you can have anything that you want, okay? And if it costs a little more, if it's more luxurious, even better, because you're worthy of that. All right. Okay. So let's go ahead and get into it. So hopefully these things are in order. I've got probably, you know me, I've got maybe like 6-7 things. All right. All right. So when I go into the bathroom, okay, and I'm not talking about the things that I do before I even go to the bathroom or go into the bathroom to get my day started, because I know that there are other things that happen before the shower. Maybe you do yoga in the morning. I started doing that. Maybe you have prayer time. Maybe you enjoy your coffee first. So we're specifically just talking about entering the bathroom and then you're exiting the bathroom. All right. That's it. So these are some of the things that I want to talk about. So first things first, I want to make sure that I mention that none of this stuff is sponsored, that I'm going to, whatever I mention, because I have a few things in case you're wondering like, oh, well, what do you use? So just in case you were wondering, what I'm vibing with right now, I'm going to let you know, but it's not, like any plug or, affiliate or any of that kind of stuff. Okay. All right. So interesting enough, when I first go into the bathroom, the first thing that I notice is the smell in my bathroom. And my mood is 9 times out of 10 automatically. It just puts me in a certain space because it smells really lovely in there. Okay. Keep in mind that our experiences are not just about like if you're able to incorporate more than one sense. You know what I mean? Like when we think about a shower, for example, or washing our face, we're thinking about, of course, the touch on our skin. But maybe thinking about just creating a broader experience will help you to elevate your bathroom game. Okay. So when you're walking out of there, you just feel like $1 million and you're ready to just like go and do the damn thing. So again, the first thing that I notice more often than not when I walk into my bathroom, regardless of the time of day, is that it smells really nice in there. It smells really lovely. And no, I'm going to be real with you. I'm not a fan of like the plugins. I think Glade makes one. I can't think of like the brand names because I don't buy them. I don't do the plugins. I just do not like the way they smell. They smell very artificial to me. This is no shade to anyone, by the way. These are just my personal preferences. I'm sure there are some that are absolutely amazing. I have just not found any. They smell like, I don't want my bathroom to smell like Tide. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want my house to smell like Tide either. But I know that's a really popular scent. So if that's your jam, again, I'm not, like, the point of this is I'm not downplaying, but I'm just explaining to you my thought process, okay? So again, when I walk in, I have this lovely scent, and I'm not hit in the face with it. It's a reed diffuser that I found at World. I think it's called World Market. I always get this wrong. It's either like World Cost Market or World Market or Cost Plus. I don't know what the name of the store is. I think it's worldmarket.com. Anyway, you know, World Market or whatever it's called. They have all the like different little food and snacks and house items and soaps and candles. And I think they have clothes there and stuff. I know you guys know what store I'm talking about, right? World Market. Anyway, they have this reed diffuser that I stumbled upon. And it's called Jardin, J-A-R-D-I-N, Jardin. I don't know how to say it. Maybe it's a French word. Oui, oui, I don't know. And the one that I picked up is called Luxurious Honey. And that scent for me, it can be strong when you first get it. So depending on how many reeds you put into the... I'm getting tongue-tied. Depending on how many reeds you put into the diffuser, that's how many reeds are going to soak up and disperse the scent, okay? So if you want a strong scent, put them all, keep them all in there. There's probably 8 to 10 reeds. If you want something a little more gentle, then you're not going to put all the reeds in there, okay? In any case, that's the one that I use right now currently, and it's perfect for the fall season. I think it's perfect for any season, but definitely for fall, probably winter as well. It's just a very cozy, yummy, like, it's just a very cozy scent, okay? So that is what I use in the bathroom. I've had my last one in there actually for probably about 6 weeks now. I've been using that one, and the scent is still there. And you know, usually when I buy reed diffusers, because I'll try different ones, the scents are not very long lasting, okay? This one, for some reason, it is. So I want to make sure that I mention that in case you're interested. It's the Jardin, J-A-R-D-I-N, Luxurious Honey. If you have a World Plus Market or World Cost Market, whatever it's called, near you, go check it out. You can actually smell it through the box. And that's why I bought it, because I was like, I can actually smell this one. I'm going to take a chance. And it's only like, it's less than $20. So see what you think about that. But back to my point is like, that's the first thing that I notice when I come into the bathroom. And again, we're talking about ways to elevate your morning. And when you touch upon different scents, that is definitely going to elevate your morning. I want something that's a little more gentle and not so in your face and doesn't smell, again, like a cleaning product or anything like that. You may have a different preference, but whatever it is, be thinking about that. Maybe you have a reed diffuser in your bathroom. Maybe you do have the plug-ins in your bathroom. Maybe you have a scent warmer. I've had that too in the bathroom, and you have your favorite scent. But just be thinking about that as we continue just talking about ways to elevate your mood and your morning experience all before leaving your bathroom. Okay, so that's the first thing that I noticed. Now, let's go ahead and get into the nitty-gritty. Something else that I think about kind of before I start really getting into the shower and stuff like that is, again, this is a sense thing. Do I want my window open or closed? And do I want the lights on or do I want the lights off? I know these sound like very random questions, okay? And most mornings you are going to want to have the lights on, of course. But if you're wanting to every once in a while have a slower kind of morning and you're not fully, you know, awake, maybe you want to shower with the lights off. If your space can accommodate that, like you don't want to necessarily get into the shower and it's pitch black in your bathroom. For me, if my lights are off, depending on the time of morning, it's not pitch dark in there for me. But even if it is a little darker, you can always light candles, again, to elevate the experience. Okay. This is something that you're worthy of. So if you want to elevate just a little bit more, maybe you keep the lights off and you light some candles or something like that. And then as far as like, do I want my window open or my window closed? Because I have a sensory, there's sounds that I don't necessarily like, and I'm always like attuned to the sounds, unfortunately. there are some days where I just want to close. I close the window. I just close the window because I don't feel like hearing the neighbor coughing over and over again because they're outside smoking. I don't want to hear someone's dog barking. I don't want to hear the traffic going by on the street. That's how I feel some days. Other days, it's pretty quiet and I can hear the wind or I can feel a breeze. Like, you know, it just depends on what my mood is, but I will either keep the window open with intention or I will definitely close the window with intention. Okay, so that's something for you to think about too when you're thinking about your morning, like elevating your morning. If a closed window helps you to feel like, and a closed bathroom door help you to feel like this is your time, it's just about you, you can pay attention to yourself, I want to encourage you to do that. Okay, all right, now let's move on. So I've talked about the reed diffuser and the scent. I've talked about the lights and the windows. Let's go ahead and talk about like what I see or my experience with the shower. So one of the first things I see when I open the shower is currently I have some eucalyptus leaves in my shower. I know you've seen them. You can get them on Etsy. I personally get my eucalyptus leaves, baby, from Trader Joe's. Y'all know I love Trader Joe's. I cannot stay away. I don't know what the problem is. But that's where I get my eucalyptus leaves from. And what I love about them, y'all, this is kind of off topic, but once those babies have dried out, do not throw them away. Girl, do not throw them away. Always have vases on hand, even if it's quote unquote just a glass jar, okay? Keep those jars on hand. Keep at least a vase or two on hand, because when those eucalyptus leaves dry out, because they will after like a week or two, you can stick those bad boys into a vase or a jar. I have the hiccups now, of course, and they are absolutely beautiful. They're stunning. That green against like a clear glass, or that green against, for example, if you have a black vase or whatever color vase you have, like, do not throw them away. Like, they still have some use even when they're dried out. You probably won't be able to smell the smell, but do not throw them out. You can still get many more weeks out of them if you're into like dried foliage or flowers or leaves or whatever. So that's what I do. And then also with the eucalyptus leaves, because for me the scent doesn't really last as long, you can also put some what's it called? You can put some eucalyptus tea oil on the leaves just a little bit, and then, you know, you'll be able to smell that eucalyptus scent. Why is that a tongue twister? But just the fact that when I open my bathroom shower door and I see this cascading, like this dripping over eucalyptus leaves over my shower head, that to me is just like a very calming and spa-like and beautiful experience. Okay, and eucalyptus leaves, babe, they only cost maybe like, well, again, I go to Trader Joe's and get a fresh bundle, and I think they're what, like $5.99, $4.99, something like that. Definitely less than 10 bucks for a bundle. I've seen them on Etsy and I haven't tried them, but I think they range from like 15 to 30 bucks or something like that. So still very affordable. But I want you to consider that. Would having something like that help you to elevate your morning routine? Just seeing those beautiful eucalyptus leaves in your shower. Definitely for me. Definitely something to consider. So back to the shower. We've talked about the eucalyptus leaves. Let's talk about the body. Okay, the body. Again, a lot of these things are things we already know, but I just want to point some things out. Okay, so I know we all take a shower and we all know how to do that with a soap and blah, blah, blah. I'm not telling you anything new. But a reminder that I want to give you is that, sis, I use the body, like the body loofahs, the little scrubby things, they're circular. Bath and Body Works made them very popular like back in the 90s or 2000s. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. They come in like the bright colors and have the little rope that you can hang, blah, blah, blah. I use that in my shower because I don't feel like the towel really gets the dirt off for me. So that being able to scrub my skin gently with that scrubber, I feel like it just keeps my skin very smooth. And Yeah, because the towel wasn't quite cutting it. Now, I will say, if you do decide, or if you do use a towel in the shower, like a little, what's it called, face cloth or whatever, make sure that you're switching those out, because our towels can definitely hold a lot of, like, bacteria and things like that. So I would say make sure that you are definitely switching those out on a regular basis. But back to my point with the scrubby things, you gotta switch those things out too. So if you have a scrubby thing and it's just holding on for dear life and it's no longer even connected, like it's just a big, like all the little spiral things, you know what I'm saying? Like it's all droopy. It's time to replace that, mama. I would say replace it at minimum once a quarter. That way you remember. Just like how you switch out your toothbrushes once a quarter. Or I think that's what we're supposed to do. That's what I do. But maybe when you switch out your toothbrush, make sure that you switch out your scrubber thing, all right? Because those too can hold, I'm sure, germs and bacteria and things like that. Plus, they're not meant to last forever. Probably just a few months at a time. That's what I believe. So, if your body scrubber is, you know, it's holding on for dear life, go ahead and replace them. You can get them from anywhere. I don't go to Bath and Body Works really anymore, but I know they have them at Target, Bath and Body Works. You can get those anywhere. And they're probably all of, I don't know, $4 to $7 or something like that. All right. And also, if you really want to go deep, you can go ahead and get one of those back scrubbers too that are on those like loofahs on the wooden handles, because how often are you able to really like scrub your back? You know what I mean? So that's an area. I wish they made something that you can put, like something similar to that, that you can put lotion on and then you can like lotion your back, like all the areas. But I've never seen anything like that. If you have, let a sister know. But yeah, the back scrubber is going to help you reach those areas that you can't necessarily get to, like, or, you know, like your back, or even the, like the back of your thighs and things like that. So that way you can just make sure that you are getting all those important areas and your body is just feeling really, really smooth and refreshed. And by the way, don't forget to scrub your feet. I would suggest that you keep like a pumice stone in your shower or, you know, somewhere in your bathroom. So that way, as needed in between pedicures, you're scrubbing your feet. That way you're keeping your feet really, really soft and smooth. We're going into fall. And I know that a lot of times, depending on where you live, like I live in California, so it's flip-flop season, 330 days of the year. So basically it's just year round, flip-flop season. So of course many of us will get the pedicures on a regular basis. But when the fall and winter months hit, it's time to put the toes away for a lot of us. But even though that's the case, you can still continue to, if you're not getting your pedicures because, you know, you're just like, well, I'm wearing Uggs all day, you know what I mean? Or all week. So keeping that pumice in your bathroom somewhere where you can see it, it's accessible. It'll be a reminder that, hey, let me go ahead and scrub-a-dub my feet and keep those smooth too. And I find that when the body's like scrubbing and doing those kind of things kind of like preps your skin to be able to receive the product better. And we're going to talk about like the oils and stuff that I use as well. So yeah, the pumice stone, we talked about the body scrubbers, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So let's talk about, I guess I can touch upon like the body wash and soap, something for you to consider. Really for me, that's important is like, how do I want to feel today? How do I want to feel? I want to feel like invigorated. So I'm going to go with something that's like citrus scented or something like that. Or do I want to feel more calm? Do I want to feel more chill? So I'm going to go with something that has lavender in it or, you know, things like that. So you have your choices. Obviously, there's a ton of different things out there, even the types of soap and how they're made. Some of them are made with like goat milk and some are made with oatmeal. And things like that. So the world is yours. It's really about how do you want you and your skin to feel and what scents do you want to smell? Or maybe it's no scent. Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
That's an option too. Like maybe you're like, you know, I really just don't want to smell anything with my soap. That is completely fine as well. It's really up to you, okay? So, to recap, we've talked about the eucalyptus in the shower, we've talked about the body scrubbing, and we're going to replace those body scrubbers, right? Hint, hint, absolutely. We've talked about the pumice, and we talked about windows and lights, and just the scents that you smell just stepping into the bathroom, right? All right, so let's talk about out of the shower, okay? And by the way, I was going to mention this before, while you're in the shower, okay? Take a moment to just really appreciate what you're doing for yourself in that moment. I know that a lot of times we end up taking our bodies for granted. Our bodies do so much, and it's so easy to be on autopilot. It's so easy to be on autopilot and just go through all the things, like you're checking off things on the checklist. But every once in a while, if you can, I find it to be very helpful for you to really just intentionally pause and just appreciate the day. Appreciate the fact that you are up in that shower that morning. Appreciate that your body is enabling you to even receive the shower. Even taking a moment just to pause and just be in the shower. You'll find that, or I find that a lot of times I get all these little thoughts and creative ideas and downloads and stuff like that. And I'm believing it's because we're in the shower. It's our time. We are not necessarily thinking about everybody else. We're not distracted typically. It's just our mind has a moment to just relax and be open to just the experience and to receive. So don't be surprised that as you do this type of elevation in your bathroom, that you really start to just not only feel better about yourself, but you'll start to get like little creative downloads and ahas and quiet little thoughts of affirmation for yourself. All right. Okay. So, let's talk about outside of the shower. Now, I know that I talked about face towels before. Well, actually, let me go just to the, like, skincare stuff and things that I do. So, again, this is about elevating your skincare routine. Yes, of course, we always moisturize our situation, obviously. But I feel like this is also an area where if you want to, you can elevate it a little bit more. Typically, I would just use like, I think I use like Jergens, what's it called? Cocoa butter, something or other. And it's fine. It's thick. It keeps me moisturized. I love the way it smells. But as of late, I have really been using other products that are not necessarily drugstore products because I'm in this space mentally where I want to just elevate my mindset. And so I'm using products that are a little more expensive and I'm allowing myself to just enjoy that experience and not be afraid to actually use the product. Does that make sense? So Jergens, that lotion is still in my rotation. But these days I've been using, So a few months, actually last year, y'all, last year around this time, I had done a sponsored ad that I was doing for Osea. And I had never really heard of the brand before. But I mean, I was a little familiar with the products, but I was able to really use the products. And this is why I accepted the ad, because I tried to use the products. And if I like them, then I'll talk about them, right? So I get sponsorship opportunities for the podcast, and I turn some of them down because I'm like, either I'm not feeling it, I don't think it'll be necessarily of benefit to the audience, or it just, I don't know. It has to be right for me to talk about it on the podcast. I want to make sure that I let you know that. Anyway, so Osea, I'm still using Osea, and we're a year later. And again, they sponsored the podcast September, October, something like that. I can't remember the month that it was, but it was almost a year ago. So that should tell you something. I'm using some of their face stuff and I'm using some of their body stuff. And yes, I bought it with my own money. So specifically for the skin, when I get out of the shower, again, Jergens, regular lotion, that's fine. But if we're talking about an elevated experience, maybe you want to try some new body oils or something like that, right? So I'm using the Osea. They have this algae oil that I absolutely love. It smells very, very good. If you're into like that clean, earthy, kind of oceany smell, I think you'll love it. It keeps my skin moisturized. Like, I'm serious. It keeps my skin is like, my skin used to be so dry and like, I can't even describe it to you, but I promise you, like, this Osea really keeps my body well moisturized. So on top of the oil, I also bought recently their, I think it's called an anti-aging lotion or something like that. I put that right on top of the oil and y'all, my skin, it just feels incredible. So check them out. Again, this is not sponsored. Or find a body oil or lotion that you're like, you know what, this is a little out of my range, or you know what I'm saying, but I want to elevate my experience and I deserve to do that. So I'm going to try this one this time. Okay. I promise you, like, just getting into this morning vibe is going to change your day. So that's what I do. I try to use a very moisturizing product that isn't necessarily store-bought because I want to elevate just my experience. So that's what I'm currently using. There's tons of product out there though, so I'm sure you'll find something that you love. What else? And then, so that's my body, making sure that, of course, you're moisturizing everything from head to toe. Don't forget them feet, okay? But then for the skin, like the actual skincare, I'm also using some Osea as well as some CeraVe products for my skin. I like to keep it very simple. So I don't have like a million products that I'm currently using, but I do have certain things that I want to make sure that are addressed when it comes to like my face. And so I use currently the CeraVe. facial wash. I use currently the CeraVe, what's it called? Goodness gracious. The lotion for the face, whatever that's called. Facial cream or the lotion. You know what I'm saying? And those you can find at like Walgreens, Target, wherever. You probably spend $30 combined for both of those if you're looking for something. I personally love CeraVe, so maybe you will as well. But then also I use from Osea, gosh, I don't even have the names. They have like this under eye roll-on thing that feels really good going on to the under eye, especially in the summertime when it's super hot because it's cool. And that actually has been I'm seeing some improvement in my under eye area. So that's very interesting. So I'm so thankful for that. But I use that. I also use the Osea. There's this moisturizer. It's in a glass jar. It has a dropper. You put one pump on your face and you smooth that in. So that's what I do. And then I'll put the CeraVe on top of that. So again, elevating your experience. Make sure that you are cleansing your face. On top of that, I neglected to mention, remember when I was talking about the towels, the body towels before? For your face, if you are using a face towel to clean and or dry your face, make sure that you are replacing those towels as well, because the stuff that you're getting off your face is still on the towel, okay? So if you're struggling with acne or, you know, little bumps or things like that, just make sure that you always are using clean hands when you're touching your face and clean towels when you are cleansing your face. Me personally, I've been using, again, this is not sponsored, I'm just telling you what I use. I just started using these cloths from Amazon. They're called Clean Skin Club. Have you seen it? It's like a box of 50 towelettes. They're big towels, by the way, and they're very sturdy. And I use that to, if I need to clean my face, or once I've cleaned my face and I want to get the water off, I use it for that. These towels are a game changer, y'all. They are disposable, but I like the fact that I can keep the box in my bathroom and I can just get a fresh one every day. And I don't have to worry about, is my towel clean? When's the last time I switched it out? Was it a few days ago? Has it been, like, I don't know. Like, I don't have to keep track of that. It's just like one less thing that I need to keep track of. So I don't know how much the box costs, but again, it's called Clean Skin Club. And if I had to guess, I would say the box of 50 was probably like $10 or something, but I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on that. You can find it on Amazon if you want to learn more, but these are a game changer for me. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that, because a clean cloth is a must for your body, for your face, etc. Okay. So cleaning my face and then putting on my skincare, and make sure that you get your neck too. Make sure that you get your neck. Do not forget your neck. And what I tend to do is, like, once I'm putting, like, everything that touches my face, more or less, if it's like a moisturizing product, it also goes, of course, on my neck and also on my hands. Because I think as you get older, like, your hands are one of the first things that starts to show wear, as well as your neck. So since I am, you know, a little older or whatever, I want to make sure that I am doing what I can not to age, but to age more gracefully, if that makes sense. So make sure that you moisturize your neck, bring that product down to your neck, and also the extra that you have on your hands, these moisturizing products. It's okay to go ahead and, you know, use it like a lotion on your hands and let it evaporate on your hands. That's going to be a huge thing for you to do. All right. So what else? I guess, of course, how could I forget the makeup, y'all? How could I forget the makeup? Y'all, I'm not a big makeup person, okay? But there's something about putting on a little something in the morning for me that really just hypes me up. And it's like, if I want to have a good day, making sure that my hair is on point and like my little makeup is on point while I'm in the bathroom before I move on into like putting my clothes on and stuff, like, that is a game changer. If your mood is a little down and you're just like, I really need to pick me up, girl, put on some makeup, put on a red lip, okay? Put on some lashes, all right? So a little makeup can change your day, all right? Even if it's you put on mascara and you make sure that you put Vaseline on your lips, all right? That's still a game changer. That's like, it doesn't have to be a whole bunch. If you're able to do a full beat, do a full beat, honey. If you're a little more minimal, be minimal. It's not about you necessarily changing who you are to like shape yourself into someone else, but do the things that you are comfortable with that are going to help you feel a little more rich, a little more luxurious, a little more pampered, a little cuter, a little more elevated, because that is going to help carry you. That vibe is going to help carry you through the day. So again, for me, because I am just typically a more minimal kind of person, I will do like a little of the, what's it called? A little bit of the under eye, goodness, now I'm drawing a blank. Concealer, goodness gracious, just a little bit of concealer, because I do have dark, darkness under my eyes. And what I realized about me is that when that area for me is a little brighter, like my face actually looks more, it looks brighter. It looks, more alert, more awake, just very present, if that makes sense. Something about the eyes. When you do something with the eyes, it really just makes everything else on your face just pop. So that's what I focus on. So I'll do a little concealer. I'll do a little pressed powder on my face. Sometimes I wear lipstick. Other times it's nothing, maybe Vaseline or a lip gloss. That's usually my go-to. But with the eyes, I am really loving and living for doing a little bit of a liner. And then since I have not been able to learn how to put on regular lashes, I found magnetic lashes, honey, and they are changing my life. Okay? They are changing my life. Got these on Amazon as well. And I got maybe like 15 lashes plus the actual magnetic eyeliner, probably for less than $20-$25. And it really, really works. And so when I do this, my face just looks more alert. It looks brighter. I feel more beautiful. I just feel really, really good. And while I'm in the bathroom, y'all, doing this kind of stuff and making sure that my hair is the way that I like it, I am looking at myself in the mirror. I am smiling more. I am talking to myself in beautiful, gentle ways, and I'm hyping myself up. And I'm just like telling myself, girl, excuse my French, you are a bad bitch today. Look at you. You look so cute. Like, you gotta be able to hype yourself up, because everybody ain't gonna be able to be that thing for you. You gotta be able to hype yourself up. So this is definitely something that I do before I leave the bathroom. So I'm moisturized. I have on a little makeup. My hair is cute. You know, I've showered, I've scrubbed. I'm feeling amazing. And I'm having this conversation with myself before I leave the bathroom, and I'm doing my little final touches. And whatever I need that day is what I'm telling myself. So it could be really a variety of things, from how I am very rich and abundant to how I am very smart, I'm beautiful, I'm worthy, I'm a great this, I'm a great that. Just whatever I need to hear that day, I'm looking at myself in the mirror. And it's easier for me to say these things because I have already taken, you know, 10, 20 minutes before and done my morning stuff in a way that feels good. So when I get to that mirror and I'm doing the final touches, it's not so hard to believe these things about myself. So if you're thinking that the things that you do in the morning don't count, if you're thinking that the things that you do in the morning don't matter, I promise you, they do. And I'm not saying that you need, again, to have a specific product. I'm not saying that you need to do all the things that I talked about in this podcast episode today, but I just want you to know and understand that you're worthy of these things. You are worthy of being prioritized in this way. And I'll tell you something else. The more I was doing that for myself, and the more I continue to do that for myself, it's like everything is connected. Everything is connected. I feel safer within my body. I feel safer within myself. And when I feel safer and more secure within myself, I'm able to go out there and do harder things, things that would have been damn near impossible in the past. Now, I'm not saying that the shower, like the morning thing, is the only thing that is contributing to that. But what I want you to hear is that
feeling safe and prioritized, especially depending on like your experiences in the past, if you didn't really feel that way, it goes a long, long way. So there are things that you can do for yourself that can help you to feel the way that you want to feel. They can help you see yourself the way that you deserve to see yourself. Does that make sense? So the shower, or excuse me, the morning routine, like when you step into that bathroom and you do whatever it is you do in there, okay, allow it to empower you. Allow it to hype you up. Allow it to tap into those feelings that you deserve to feel. Again, beauty, safety, empowered, gentle, calm, peaceful, whatever it is you want to feel, you can feel that in from your morning experience. You can tap into that energy or tap into those vibes from your morning experience. So your morning routine is everything. It is everything, okay? So I want you to put some time into that. Ask yourself, as we get into the fall season, fall and winter, you know, what are some things that I can do? Again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I'm not telling you to go out and do all the things. Put some thought into it, okay? Put some thought into it. But in what ways can I elevate my bathroom routine? What might it possibly be missing? What is something I really, you know, I've seen this product for the last few months and I feel like it's really gonna help me do XYZ, but you know, it's a little out of my budget range, but it's doable. You know what? I'm gonna invest in this product, or I'm gonna invest in this way. And speaking of investing, like something that I am learning is just even the language that you use around spending your money. Like I try to no longer say spend. Instead of saying, oh, I can't afford that, or I can't afford to spend this kind of money, or I spent $200 on this fan the other day or whatever, I am starting to say invest. I am investing my money on this thing. I am investing my money in this Airbnb. I'm investing my money on these products when I go to Trader Joe's. I'm laughing because I went to Trader Joe's today and I went in to get like 5 salads and I came out spending about $185. Don't ask me what happened. I don't know. But I didn't spend my money. I invested my money because all of those are things that I wanted or wanted to try, things that fill me up, make me feel yummy and prioritize. So yeah, the language, okay? Investing money in yourself, not spending money on yourself, investing money in yourself. That's how I'm looking at it. That's the way that I am shifting. Yeah, so that is basically it. I've taken you through, I neglected to mention obviously like brushing your teeth and things like that. But again, I didn't want to go through all the things like we all already are doing. You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to give you things that were more elevated. I couldn't really think of anything when it came to mouthwash, dental floss, and brushing your teeth. We all switch our toothbrushes out. So I don't know. So I couldn't really think of anything for that. But yeah. Anyway, just wanted to give you a little insight into ways that I am elevating my morning routine in case you find that helpful. Okay, so I think I've covered everything that I wanted to cover today in the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. If you are so inclined, I am going to put a poll up. I'm not sure what it says, it's what it's going to say yet, but you will find it available on Spotify. Answer the poll, and that's it. So that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I felt like I had something else to say, and it was on the tip of my tongue, but then it escaped me. So that's why I paused there, because I was like, was I gonna say something else? But yeah, that's it for this episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I am looking forward to communing with you next week. If you haven't done so already, if you would like to support my work, feel free to join me, or I want to invite you to join me on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/browngirlselfcare. So that's it for this week. Have a blessed week. prioritize yourself. Believe that you can have and be anything that you want. And I will see you next week on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.